Hello on a breezy fall afternoon in central Ohio. Been asked about the whole thing about voters' rights. How can you as a Christian support the suppression of voter rights? And it's also brought up with the Barrett Senate confirmation hearings, Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed. I just want you to understand something. You need to stop believing the propaganda and recognize that your news media is Democrat, and all Democrats today are brainwashed Orwellians. That means when they say words, they don't mean what you and I mean. So when they say voter rights, and they talk about purging the rolls, what they're talking about is getting dead people off of the voter rolls, getting illegals off of the voting rolls, getting felons who still have outstanding fines and on probation, that sort of thing, getting them off of the voter rolls. You see, the Democrat Party relies on the dregs of society in order to get their people elected. There's not many people of sound mind, decent, good Americans, who want to see the wholesale slaughter of unborn infants. There's not very many Americans who want to see socialism. There's not really very many Americans who want gun control. So the Democrat Party, being what should be called the Democrat Party, is pushing this satanic agenda, and what they need are ignorant people and people that can be bought. They go around in vans and buses and in the inner cities and load up these people who will, you know, take a free meal or something in order to vote. It's illegal, but they have to be caught red-handed. They are caught many times, but too often they get by with buying votes. That's your modern Democrat Party. And the Never Trumpers and the Rhinos support this effort because they also are traitors. So understand that. Whenever you hear people talk about voter rights, what they're talking about in 9 out of 10 cases at least, they are talking about efforts to keep the Democrat Party from stealing elections. They're talking about requiring ID so that we know that the person voting is an American citizen and is not a wanted felon. Because, again, that's who the Democrats rely on to be elected. Scumbags. That's it. That's the reality. And you have to cut past the abuse of the English language by liberals and Democrats. You have to listen to what they say, and when they say a word, you may think it means one thing. You need to understand that Democrats and liberals of all persuasions pour in false meanings to words. And when you hear them decry originalists and textualists when it comes to judges, all that means is conservatives in the Republican Party, for the most part, I think that's all where conservatives are, and libertarians agree with us on this. We want people who will uphold the Constitution. That's all an originalist and a textualist is. We take the Constitution seriously, and we want judges to rule based on the Constitution. The Democrat Party wants to destroy the Constitution. They call it a living, breathing document. It's just hogwash for we're going to make it say whatever we want it to say or just completely ignore it. Go study Roe v. Wade. They invented the right to kill an unborn infant in the 14th Amendment. Go read the 14th Amendment. You won't find anything of the sort because Democrats, liberals, lie. It's what they do. And it's the only way they can ever win an election. They lie to people about what they stand for. They pretend not to really want to take your guns. We just want common sense gun legislation. All that's nonsense. It's all lies. Go read John 8:44, and you'll find out the spirit behind liberalism, Never Trumpers, rhinos, and the modern Democrat Party. Should be called the Democrat Socialist Party.